With WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley. A new book by a University of Georgia expert shows what many people suspected about lawyers' fees may actually be true. Research by Elizabeth Shambly Birch, the Fuller E. Calloway Chair of Law at UGA, shows that in many cases, the money won in mass lawsuits goes to lawyers' fees and not the victims.
And so the lawyers themselves start to refer to their clients as their inventory. But these are people. These aren't widgets that you put on a shelf. These are actual people who feel the impact of these lawsuits.
Shambly Birch wrote a book on the subject titled Mass Tort Deals, Backroom Bargaining in Multidistrict Litigation. Mass tort lawsuits often get confused with class action suits, but class action status ensures some built-in protections for plaintiffs. These type cases began with asbestos lawsuits in the late 1980s and early 90s.
We have what I call repeat players. We have the same lawyers who negotiated the asbestos deals that are now negotiating the opioid lawsuits. You see the same sorts of deals getting replicated over and over again.
She cites one case where Johnson & Johnson set aside $80 million for a lawsuit involving more than 6,000 plaintiffs. Only 37 plaintiffs received a total of $6.5 million, while the lead lawyers got $27 million by agreeing that leftover fund money would go back to Johnson & Johnson. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.